Remember when I said I was from a foreign land? Well, that is true. Though I think I under-exaggerated that a bit. Let's just say that other land is another planet. And on this world, well, I'm a bit more than your average college girl. More than enough to handle those brutish thugs and take care of my beautiful boyfriend. What's that I feel throbbing against my hand? Pulsating under my comforting touches. You like the idea that your girlfriend is more powerful than you? More powerful than anything you could possibly imagine. Knowing she could bench press a tank without breaking a sweat. That you could drive a truck into her body and she would just giggle. Oh my, looks like you're feeling even better now. If that pulsating body part of yours is any indication. Well then, if you're up for it, maybe you'd like to hear about what happened to those foolish guys who dared to hurt you before. Would it get you excited to know that your 5'7", 135-pound girlfriend demolished them? Mangled their bodies, broke their bones, and ripped apart their getaway car. Well then, that jump from your throbbing cock seems to want to hear more. I think he would love to know that after they got in that lucky little shot on you, I got so upset that I grabbed the bat that guy used on you and cracked it to pieces in my bare hands. Then I grabbed him and did the same to his ribs, each and every one of them, snapping them all while holding him high off the ground. The other two guys just stood there in shock, watching this weak, defenseless girl crumble one of their own, a much larger guy. I then knelt down next to you, baby, cradling you in my arms, making sure you were okay. Which apparently gave one of those other guys a bit of courage as he charged over and swung his bat right across my back. Well, as you can imagine, it shattered to pieces off my steel hardness as I looked up at him angrily, my red, glowing eyes full of rage. I think he wet himself. What a loser. And if he didn't then, he sure did after I reached up and grabbed his arms. With a little pull, I popped them both out of their sockets, dislocating them both from his shoulders. I then flipped over, holding him upside down, and did the same to his legs.